From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting two suicide attacks Saturday in the western Syrian city of Homs left at least 42 people dead, including a senior intelligence officer. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. The city has been under full government control for nearly 3 years, but an al-Qaeda affiliate claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. Meanwhile, the top Syrian envoy at UN-sponsored peace talks in Geneva called on all parties to condemn the latest attack in the city of Homs. UN Ambassador Bashar al-Jafari, the head of the Syrian government delegation, said he had asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. He said, "We also request the United Nations Special Envoy to request the same statement, a clear statement, condemning these attacks from all the platforms participating in the Geneva process." The opposition's main delegate to those talks, Nasser al-Hariri, condemned all terrorism but suggested that the Syrian government in Damascus was the primary sponsor of terrorism. Meanwhile, Syrian government planes pounded the last opposition-held neighborhood in Homs, as well as areas outside of the city. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces are facing stiffer resistance as soldiers pushed deeper into the western half of Mosul Saturday. The city is the last refuge of the Islamic State group in Iraq. The advances came one day after counterterrorism troops regained control of the airport in Mosul that had been under Islamic State control since 2014. Malaysian officials have declared the country's international airport a safe zone Sunday after a sweep of the airport terminal where North Korean ruler Kim Jong-un's half-brother was killed. Selangor Police Chief Commissioner Abdul Sama bin Mat said the airport is now safe.
There is no hazardous material found in Kelaetu. Number two, Kelaetu is free from any form of contamination of hazardous material. And thirdly, Kelaetu is declared a safe zone.
Kim Jong-nam was murdered February 13th at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport by two women using VX nerve agent. That's classified by the United Nations as a weapon of mass destruction. The two women, one Indonesian and one Vietnamese, have been detained. Malaysian authorities say four North Korean men provided the women with the poison, but they have fled the country. Here in the United States, the Democratic Party has a new party chairman, and it's Tom Perez, the Labor Secretary under former President Barack Obama. Perez won over Keith Ellison, a Minnesota congressman, in the second round of voting Saturday by the Democratic National Committee members at their meeting in Atlanta. Soon after the vote was announced, Perez called for delegates to elect his opponent as deputy chair, and they concurred. Perez said that he and Ellison are united in their values and their love for the country.
When we communicate our message of inclusion and opportunity for everyone, the big tent that we are, that is our strength, my friends.
Perez and Ellison both said the party must capitalize on widespread opposition to President Donald Trump and must work to reach frustrated working-class voters who felt abandoned by Democrats in the last election. President Trump used his weekly media address to mark African American History Month. He said African American leaders like Muhammad Ali and Martin Luther King Jr. had shaken the world, and he pledged to bring back what he called really good-paying jobs to the African American community. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.